I'm Bob Wilson, and I discovered evidence that supports the Big Bang Theory. Why should you be interested in the Big Bang Theory? It's an explanation of how we got to be here. How did the universe get started? How do stars form? How do galaxies form? The theory is that it started in essentially an explosion, maybe 14 billion years ago, and has been expanding ever since and cooling off. Well, my part started in 1962 when I went to Bell Laboratories in New Jersey near New York City and started working with my colleague Arno Penzias. The two of us were radio astronomers, and we took an antenna which had been built for satellite communications and built a radio telescope which was capable of measuring things which radio astronomers didn't normally measure. We had a specific goal, measuring a halo around our own galaxy, and we were very disappointed to discover it was hotter than it should have been. It had more noise coming in it. This was puzzling. We looked into a number of ways that the instrument could have been fooling us. There were a pair of pigeons living in it. It was very nice from their point of view, I expect. There was an air conditioning system that kept it constant temperature year-round, so it was toasty warm in the winter and rather pleasant in the summer, too. And, of course, they'd done the same thing that they do to statues in cities, and so there was white pigeon droppings all over the place. We thought that might have something to do with it. So one day, Arno and I got a ladder from the carpenters and a big push broom and some scrub brush and a bucket. We went up there and cleaned it all out. Well, getting rid of the pigeon droppings helped a little bit, but nothing else made much difference, and we were really getting puzzled. So there was about a year when Arno and I were making measurements, understanding our system, and during that period, every time we turned the thing on, we saw this excess noise, and nothing we did seemed to matter. Well, Arno happened to talk to another radio astronomer who referred us to Bob Dickey's group at Princeton, which is just across New Jersey from us. They were working on a multiple Big Bang theory of the universe, thinking that the repeated Big Bangs would almost certainly be hot, and they realized that if the universe started off very hot, then as it expanded, it would cool down, and what would be left would be radio radiation. So they were, in fact, setting out to make a measurement of that when Arno happened to call. Dave Wilkinson from Princeton reports that the group there was sitting around having a bag lunch when Arno called, and they started hearing interesting terms like atmospheric radiation, sky noise, background temperature, and their ears really pricked up. Bob Dickey put down the phone and said, "Boys, we've been scooped." The fact that this might change the way people see the universe wasn't immediately apparent to me. One day in May of 65, my father had come for a visit, and I was still sort of like a graduate student. I tended to get up a little late in the morning and stay up late at night, and he tended to be early to bed, early to rise type. So he got up in the morning, walked down to the corner drugstore, and bought a New York Times, which had a picture of our antenna on it and a nice write-up by Walter Sullivan of what we had done. At that point, I began to realize that the world was paying attention to this. So, did it change my life? It certainly did. The most obvious thing is that Arno and I shared a Nobel Prize for having made the discovery. The other thing, of course, is that it changed cosmology, and other astronomers knew that I had done that. And people pay attention to what I have to say, sometimes when maybe they shouldn't, because I'm not an expert. And that can be uncomfortable. I, coming out of graduate school, was a fairly private person, didn't enjoy public speaking. I've had to change in that way. But life has been good. I recommend it.